Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
So you're right now in the location called the Black Market. This is a part of the Docktown. You already are like around 1 hour into the story of the Phantom Liberty. And in here, you can actually find multiple different vendors that sell illegal weapons and new cyberware. And maybe you want to check some of them. So like a few things that are really interesting about this specific vendor is the fact that he's actually selling you iconics that you have missed in the base, in the game overall. So like if there's anything you didn't find, it will be here in his wares. And a cool thing is like if you hover over any of those weapons, you will see actually a redone and updated UI. Like we went over all of the weapons and greatly upgraded like everything you can see. A lot of them have been rebalanced. Also everything in the base game. If you go and you can see the UI and UX is much clearer actually what it does. Want to add anything, Gabe?
Sure. Yeah, we basically separated the characteristics between the types and we're illustrating it with the new bar UI to really kind of highlight that. There's a little bit more we want to tweak with the UI of it all. But if you hover over, let's see, what do you got equipped right now? Hover over one of them? Just any of them? Yeah. So it says you have equipped the sniper rifle. So you're comparing that sniper rifle. Mm-hmm. All right. So you can see, you know, 182, 83 from 82, 106, what have you. It shows, and then the weapon handling changes there.
Yes, because this is the iconic, right? And the iconic will always have the description.
Special abilities.
Yeah. Exactly, and the special abilities. I mean, we are just visiting it to showcase it to you. We can just progress because you have enough equipment to fight. Okay. So it's not that you have to buy here anything. Cool. What is the cool thing, like maybe I can suggest, is visiting a Reaper dock that is just close by. You can go maybe to the map right now. So we will go to the map and mark it, and I can show you the map of the Docktown.
Well,
that's the quest that is in the front of us. If you go to the map, I just wanted you to see the map, basically. If you scroll away, you will see, so this is the Docktown, basically. It's a part of Pacifica that we have, like, enlarged. There's a pretty substantial amount of terrain that you can, like, go and explore. There's also plenty of buildings that you'll be able to enter during various quests while you're exploring the place. And if you zoom in and actually maybe change the filters, it's just if you press it to the left, if you scroll a bit more towards yourself, towards V, so that you can see basically the icons, even more, so that you will be able to see, scroll a bit more, please. You will see here the Reaper dock on your right side, so you can just mark the Reaper dock and you can go to him, so that we can show you all the cyber changes that we have done. It's literally, we're standing next to it, but it's good that we took a look at the map. So as you can see, this is completely redone, and maybe I'll give voice to Gabe, because he knows more about it.
Who's that, Siri? Is that Siri interrupting?
Siri, I think I mentioned Gabe, and because of that, she thought that it's the same. Anyway, I'll turn it off.
Is Siri going to leak this information?
Not anymore. I killed it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So we added a bunch of new cyberware, and the most important sort of feature to point out there is we added a cyberware capacity. And as you power up, you'll have more capacity that you can fill. This is a pre-made build, so basically we filled up your capacity. But you can push over the edge of your capacity. You can run to the edge of the capacity.
Right.
And
try that joke.
Yes. I'm. They know me for these at work. The corny jokes. Inspiration from Edge Runner. And then if you basically put more cyberware on your body than you should, you'll have a risk versus reward thing. You'll have some like overpower moments where you start losing health, but you have the advantage of the additional cyberware. And this is something within the tech skill tree that you're able to get into. And now we've just unlocked a whole can of worms here. Okay. Like, so to speak, like the skill tree, we've completely revamped the skill trees, the perk trees. And without getting into the detail of it yet, the spirit of what we did here is we said, okay, cyberware, cyberpunk universe, what are the fantasies that you could come to this genre and be like, if there was cyberware, I'd be like this. So would you be like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator type one? Would you be like, jumping all around, agile one?
Would you be
Akira style? Would you be Netrunner, badass Netrunner? And we thought about, okay, so these are the types of fantasies you can come to the game with. what are the actions? What are the verbs? This is what we say internally. What are the verbs that are missing? And so, for example, if you want to be the tank kind of cyberware one, now you can pick up bodies and throw it at other people. You can, like a cyberware sort of a metal clad rhino, just charge through people and knock them out of the way like bowling pins. You can smash the ground and they get lifted up, so on and so forth. A bunch of new actions along this line. And if you want to be the agile, you know, you mentioned Akira and what have you, you can jump and now you can dash through the air. So we have a lot of aerial type of moves and a lot more mobility. You can block with your katana blade bullets. You can land on people and do finishing moves. We have a whole new suite of finishing moves for all the different classes or types of melee weapons. And you can, of course, go slow motion and do lots of headshots in the air and get bonuses for it. Oh, a suite of different things. Netrunner, you picked Netrunner. So actually, let's go to the intelligence tree there. Right on. Yeah, so with Netrunner, what we did is we kind of took the approach of like, okay, let's make the early game of Netrunner a bit more accessible for people to get into, but of course put a bunch of nuance to the advanced level as well. So that, you know, the trope saying in gameplay, which is, you know, easy to play, difficult to master. So some of the cool things that we add at Netrunner is one, your nanowire, you can get a perk for your nanowire where you can actually transmit hacks with your nanowire. So it's very complimentary with that. You can now have hacks queue up, and hacks, like, meaning you can put like 1, 2, 3 hacks on an individual as opposed to one at a time. And the combinations have different effects. And all of this, you dive into the tree and you can get the nuance and the details of that. But it's a lot more sort of like ways to think like, okay, do I want to be where I'm disabling everyone's cyberware? Do I want to be where I'm doing just like overloading, overheating them? What kind of approach do I want to take with my cyberware? A more stealth type approach where I'm, and that's another thing, we got a mechanic where as you do hacks from stealth, some are easier to be traced back to you and reveal you, others not so much. And then there's also mechanics to sort of try to hide yourself on the net as you're approaching things in stealth. It's a trace mechanic. It's a lot to dive into. Yeah. And I'm just trying to give you the overview there. And then in total of all the different abilities and actions, I've only covered a fraction. There's a lot more. So I don't know if we want to keep, we probably want to keep going now.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably like finish the topic about the skill trees with going to the last skill tree that we have, which is the relic tree. So we can go to this one. Sure. Because this is completely new skill tree that we have added. That's the one that's connected to the relic that you have in your head. And Somi, during like Phantom Liberty's story, she gets access to that relic. She connects with you through that relic. And what she does, she basically unlocks the full ability of that. So as a player right now, you just have access to new tree, and the like driving principle of that tree is that this is the tree that interacts with your cyberware in a unique ways. And if you go over those abilities, you can see some of the examples already that you can see that basically, like, for instance, like a jailbreak in here. So what's interesting about this tree is that you do not upgrade. Yeah. Exactly. You do not upgrade that.
Watch this. Sorry to interrupt. Watch this. This is so much fun.
Yeah, for instance,
what you can do.
Exactly. So interesting thing about this tree is that you do not upgrade it the same way as you upgrade other trees, but you actually upgrade it gathering the relic points. You have them there in the corner. Now, that means that and the way it's done is that you have to traverse and explore the Dogtown location and find the places that will allow you actually to upgrade it. And this is addressing part of the criticism that we received after the release of Cyberpunk 2077, that there was not enough reward for exploration and just, you know, the sense of wonder and discovery and so on. So here it's just one of many things, because there's more, which we will be going over when we play together. There's one of many things that as you explore, you'll find it, you'll be able to upgrade that tree. And this is like one of the cooler trees, I would say, for you as a player when you play with Phantom Liberty.
Yeah, it looks which is the ones that you guys use the most out of these, right?
The most? Well, I mean, you know, we gotta play them all to make sure they're all top notch.
Yeah.
I mean, some favorites. Well, so check out the one in the bottom right there. So Pavel mentioned that the kind of theme of this tree is Somi helping you unlock some potential in the relic to interface with your cyberware. But it's not just your cyberware. It's cyberware in general, including enemy cyberware. So this one right here is basically you're able to see other enemy cyberware and their vulnerabilities and capitalize on it. And the way that manifests itself in gameplay is that you'll see, as you see in the little thumbnail video there, you'll see new targets, precision targets. So kind of like, you know, the people who like to aim for headshots, you can now aim for these other locations of vulnerabilities and cyberware on targets and for a different effect. So a headshot is sort of like that kind of like single target high damage. This, if you hit a vulnerable cyberware, it'll explode and do like AE to the area or have electric effects to the area. Mm-hmm. So this one I enjoy, especially because of the satisfaction of like headshots. We've kind of leaned into that with now a new satisfaction for those precision kind of gamers, right? The one on the go to your left there. So this one right here, emergency cloaking. So this was kind of one of the things we saw as a gap in the overall stealth gameplay loop that we like to fill in here, which is to say, as you go into the stealth gameplay, sometimes, you know, something happens, someone sees you, you mess up a little bit. And instead of having to run out of the encounter and reset the encounter, if you have optical camo and you got the emergency cloaking here with it, you can completely go away and they can't see you. So it's like Predator style, you know, type of cloaking thing here to enhance this cyberware all the more. So that's a few on there.
Yeah, I would suggest
myself being here for like hours.
Yeah, I would suggest maybe go back to the game right now because like we'll spend like, I mean, it's great to talk about those things, but you barely started playing.
Okay. So where you want to go to the main?
Yeah, let's just follow the main story right now so that, you know, you can have a bit of more combat and see just interesting locations and meet our key characters.
Who was that? You know?
No idea. So this is one of our main characters, Somi, or Songbird. She has been, you've met her in that 1 hour of intro already. And yeah, you can approach her and talk about actually like the key thing about the story here. Yeah, because like we are playing right now on PC on path tracing, right? So it literally is like, I mean, it's still in the early stages, I would say. The technology, we're still working on it. There are some so minor issues, you know, here and there with it, but it really does look impressive.
What about consoles? How different does it look?
I mean, at any point we can switch to console and you can take a look if you would be interested. I would say like high-end PCs and consoles are really on par. Like it's really difficult to tell sometimes when you're playing like PC Ultra and on both consoles. So and they run pretty well at this point. Like even though we're still optimizing and bug fixing things, it already is in a pretty great shape. The only difference is when you go to PC already in this overdrive mode, so path tracing, you can see that difference. This is like yet another level, especially how the lights are acting, how they're bouncing off each other and the different surfaces and so on. So here from the top, you can actually have a first like view on a dock town as a district that, you know, we are going to spend much more time there. So we're going to explore and see, you know, things from a close up. But this is this luxurious district that was built up, never really finished, ravaged by war, right now run by Bargest militia. You will be able to see much more of it just close up.
Let's go down the slide.
Yeah, so as you can see, like, this whole place is already after the moment when, you know, the Space Force One was passing in fire, you know, just left the place a bit in a disarray. Everyone's trying to save themselves. There's, like, a lot of fire and so on. You can do various things here as a player. So you can maybe grab a motorcycle if you want to, of course. You can grab any car, you know, to just move faster. If you just look towards the motorcycle. Oh yeah.
Yes, we did.
You can actually, if you press the radio, do you see the okay, if you scroll down, actually, this is a pretty interesting thing. So yeah, you went over it already. So you have three the completely different new stations. The Growl FM, if you can hover over that, that is the station that contains the music from our players. You know, the contest that we had and people that won, that is the station. The Dark Star, this is the music just composed by us. Completely new stuff that we have added, new station. The Impulse one, this is the most interesting one, because this is the one where Idris Elba, as his alter ego DJ, is actually playing the music with his DJ set. And this is the music like a selection. This does not work like a normal radio, so it doesn't randomly pick songs. It actually picks the DJ set from beginning till the end with songs chosen by him, sometimes remixed by him. And you can hear, like, when you're, like, actually passing, you can use some of those ramps that you saw to actually go faster. You can see bar guests, you know, moving some even heavier vehicles towards the place where it happened. We paid a lot of attention with Gabe to just, like, make sure that we have this tension. Yeah, you could jump here, or you can even jump in the front if you keep going.
Is someone coming up?
Yeah, just keep going, and you'll see it in the front of you.
Okay.
On slightly on the right, but yeah, just keep going straight.
Okay.
And
right.
Yeah, you can jump even further.
That's more of a strong solo,
or
fast solo way, not a net runner per se.
Yeah. But you can do that. It may be slightly more difficult, but
yeah,
you managed to get away in a way. But they will get you eventually. You can probably see that we have actually redone completely the way how health management happens, because like before players were like actually spamming all the time, you know, just health boosters and so on. So it in a way was breaking, you know, the whole difficulty curve of the game. So right now, like the health boosters, they have a certain cooldown to them. You need to like play with that and just be a bit more careful as a player. So the androids that you're seeing there, the white ones, they are the members of New USA. They're actually protecting Space Force One, the plane where President was. And when you'll be moving, you can actually see them fight Barghest, because Barghest is trying to get to President while the New USA is protecting her. So you can use that, you know, on your advantage and just, you know, and simply not engage and use your hacks and so on.
Pavel, who's Barghest?
Barghest is the, as I mentioned, is the militia, is this organization run by Kurt Krauser, you know. They're the guys that are actually like a ruling force here on the Dogtown. You know, those are the guys in those, you know, green armor, when you can see them around. This is the, and they are actually also the police force in Dogtown, which is really interesting.
So you can, honestly, I'm not sure what particular of the perks that were picked on this one, but I believe you can do like a weapon glitch. I this is one of my favorite ones because, mm-hmm. of course, it stops them. And then, you spammed it. Like three weapon
glitches. Sorry.
All good.
And they're tracing your location. You can see it.
Yeah, they're tracing it now. Now, there is a perk, and I'm not sure if this build has it, but if you go do a takedown on someone, it reduces the tracing. So if you do one of the takedowns,
someone tracking me right now.
So someone's, one of the netrunners in this group is tracking you, but if you do a takedown, it could stop the tracing. But, and you know, obviously, we're throwing you in the middle of this, as opposed to you building your character, so no expectations here.
Yeah.
You could also do the damaging hacks, and you can still do the combos, even though the stealth is gone here.
Listen to me, goddammit!
So there you go. So do try it this time. Weapon glitch. Just press it once.
Once, right?
Yeah, once. And then now go to like short circuit or something.
Uh-huh.
And then hit that. So you see how it has both of them there?
Yeah.
Now go out of, you know, pause time. Bam, that goes. And then bam, it does. You see the yellow that prints it, that it shows that it's a combo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could also see like the AV arriving there with just more enemies simply. Like sometimes they can actually do it right now. Also like, as I mentioned, in police system, for instance, our Max stack can actually arrive also in AVs like this. So, and drop over you.
Sometimes what I like to do when I got like three lined up like this is weapon glitch them all. Then they can't really shoot you, can they? If all their weapons are glitched. And then you can just take them out. Or you put two of them on one. No, all good.
Awesome. Actually, I think it's pretty, it went pretty smoothly, to be honest. Let's go and save the president. Yeah, you can see the drones that are like on the left side. They are shooting. Yeah, the drones actually triggered and exploded. Because, the drones are actually deployed by Space Force One.
The other thing is if you take out people with, while they have a hack on them, it refunds some of your RAM. So this thing is all, it's all about a rhythm. It's all about a rhythm with net running, you know?
Yeah.
Just like you're coding and you're getting into your zone and you're coding. It's rhythm gameplay.
Yeah. There's the guy here at the bottom, by the way. Just so that you won't get, you know, ambushed from back or something.
Awesome.
Really
check
cool.
Check out, if you want to pause for a second.
Yeah.
Go to inventory. And then let's get to your nanowire. Click on your nanowire there.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the right, just to the right.
Yeah, that's the deck.
There you go. Bam. And then you can slot a hack
that
nanowire, bam.
Yeah, it applies that quick hack, right? Like we talked about it before.
Yeah, yeah,
And so then, I guess because you're in combat. Because
he's in combat, right? Like, that's the reason.
Next time.
Yeah, because you're in combat, so you cannot, like, you cannot change your loadout in the middle, so. Yeah, so this place is a pretty typical space when we tell the story like this. So we have a bunch of environmental storytelling. You can scan clues and whatnot. Actually puzzle together what exactly happened here. You know, who was here, you know, who left and how and so on. So, but we can just progress.
Also get a little, some Easter egg backstory stuff as well, you know?
Yeah, so because you're actually playing a Netrunner, you couldn't overpower her, but if you would be like a strong solo, you can overpower her here. Woo! And that concludes our short part of the demo, and right now we'll be jumping forward 1 hour further and playing more.
Is this the spoiler side?
We're about to segue. So this one, I think we're going to be sending B-roll to everyone. It'll be out there. But we're about to segue into a part that definitely will be spoilers, I mean, it's obviously you can report on the stuff that, you know, that we'll be playing and talking about, but, you know, you don't want to spoil
the recording.
The recording, yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, of course.